hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country.
Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. Look at all those hockey experts.
Easy. You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling.
If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces.
Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome, welcome to BSS Carolina's. Happy Friday. It is Friday already. It's amazing. The Friday show already.
Already?
It doesn't feel like a Friday.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It does, man.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Sorry.
No! Not Rebecca Black. All right. Anyway, welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, hit that guy you heard just singing Friday, Friday is Mr. No Days Off. Scotty, the real Scott Ely, is here.
It makes me feel like I have every day off. I wish.
Yeah, I know you
What's
do.
What's up, guys?
And then we got BBB, Beautiful Big Shot.
What's happening? If you want to be on the show, give me a call, 919-943-2044. I'm giving you an opportunity to be on the show with us. Call us.
Call me now for you.
Call me now.
And before the end of the show today, I will get to give you a number to call, because next week we'll start what's a kids' corner segment of the week. I want, you know, you have your kids call and tell us what they think of LeBron or any other sports athlete that you want.
I just have one grievance to file.
What?
Why do you have to put me next to this beautiful man? It just makes me look.
You want to sit
so
beside me?
No, let me get next to Dez Bryant here.
You should, dude. You can't get next to Dez. You can get beside Cole Beasley up front.
Yeah, I definitely look like Tom Brady compared to him.
But yeah, welcome to the show today. We got a great show. We're going to talk about enemy of the week, dummies of the week, NBA. Habla, you've been waiting on basketball. We're talking NBA right now. We got a lot going on today. You know, in NBA postseason, getting ready to start in a couple weeks. But first and foremost, I wanted to know what you guys thought of the Hall of Fame class of 2016. Did you guys see everybody's name in the Hall of Fame class? I'm going to put it up for you right now. But Shaquille got in the Hall of Fame.
No question.
Definitely worthy of getting in the Hall of Fame. The answer's in the Hall of Fame.
As he should be.
Absolutely. Yao Ming, absolutely agree. He
really?
Should be. Yes, absolutely.
Just because of, I guess, being the first Chinese player ever drafted number one overall.
I mean, he didn't really do anything in the NBA.
He had a few good solid seasons. Seven-time All-Star.
He was in the NBA for 7 years.
He was in the NBA for 8 years.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make you sound Muslim or anything else. I didn't mean it like that. I'm just, you know. He said I pronounced his name wrong. Again.
Stop pronouncing the man's name wrong.
Right? I'm trying not to.
Call the show. You can talk as much crap as you want to The Rock.
That's right. Tell me anything. Whatever. But then we had, anyway, y'all were talking about Yao. Yao was an 8-time NBA All-Star dude. He was China's most decorated and famous athlete. Then, of course, Tom Izzo got into the Hall of Fame. Sheriff Swoops definitely deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Reinsdorf of the Bulls got in the Hall of Fame. And Beattie got into the Hall
Jerry
of Fame.
Jerry Reinsdorf can thank and Michael Garrison. And Scotty for that.
Well, absolutely. But, dude, I mean, Zemo Beattie, Daryl Garrison, John McLennan, and Cumberland Posey all got in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know any of those other four guys.
But, all right, you're talking about Yao Ming. You said Yao Ming doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, his stats don't scream Hall of Fame at you.
No, because he was always injured. It seemed like after his second or third year, he only played like 40 games a year.
Yeah, like his last two and a half, three seasons, he
had a tough time. And come on, like we always talk about Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame should be, you know, the best of the best, not, okay, he was the first Chinese player to, you know, make it into the NBA, but I mean, you still have to be productive.
He was pretty productive, when you're in the NBA. For a few seasons there, he was averaging about 18-10, 18-12.
A few seasons doesn't constitute a Hall of Fame.
Hold on a second. He played 8 seasons. He missed 1, 2, 3. Out of his 8 seasons, he really missed 3 seasons. He
right.
Missed. 2005, 2006, he played 57 games. 2006-07, he missed 4. He played 48. Then he played 55. And then he played 77, and then he played 5, and that was it. After that 5-game season, that was the end of his career. But, dude, he never scored less than 16.7 points a game, and he averaged 20 points a game all the way from his third season until his last season. Last season don't count to me because you only played 5 games. But 2008, 2009, he scored 21 points a game. At the height, he scored 26.6 points a game, and he was dominant. And you got to remember that Houston team they had was a dominant team. Him and Tracy McGrady, Jeff Van Gundy as the coach.
They just couldn't get out of the first round until McGrady actually wasn't playing for them anymore.
Right. But he's one of the guys that makes a strong case to be in Hall of Fame. He's an 8-time All-Star. I know that it's a Hall of Fame. It's the Van Foding, so it's a little bit different.
I mean, again, his stats don't scream Hall of Fame, but I guess
look at his stats. They actually do scream Hall of Fame.
I mean, they don't scream Allen Iverson 26,000 points, you know, a league MVP, taking a team to the finals with nothing around him. They don't scream Shaquille O'Neal, you know, league MVP, 4-time champion, 3 times finals MVP, 27,000 career points. Then they don't scream at you like that.
No, but you know,
Yao Ming is as an ambassador of basketball, especially how he helped expand the game in China.
It made Stephon Marbury,
you know,
a museum in China.
And now players go over there now and they love playing in China, and they can play a season in China and come back after the Chinese season is over, like Michael Beasley has done in Houston, and just come in and Michael Beasley's been killing it for the Rockets.
That's true.
But, yeah, I mean, if he would have gotten to the Hall of Fame because, yeah, as an ambassador of sport, that he kind of
but they should NBA put him in the ambassador wing.
Right. They should make him a Hall of Fame player because he wasn't a Hall of Fame player.
I disagree.
Just because you had a few good years.
Dude, I just mentioned to you how many years he had.
Four?
He
had 3 or 4?
He had six out of eight really good years. I mean, you know.
But a Hall of Fame player should be more than.
Okay.
You should be playing.
Brandon Roy
plus.
Had about the same amount of good quality seasons as Yao did. Roy ain't getting in the Hall of Fame.
If you take the year, let me see. If you take Shaq last year in L.A. all the way down to his end of his career. His stats were no better than Yao Ming.
Yeah, but you can't.
I'm just saying.
But we're not comparing Shaq, who that time frame was probably all of Yao's career. We're talking about Shaq that played with the Lakers and the Magic that got him into the Hall of Fame.
Rookie of the Year, Finals with appearance with Orlando.
Like, was it
4 out of 5 years went to the Finals with the Lakers? A Finals appearance with Miami. I mean, come on now.
But you're saying he doesn't. If you look at the 6 years, 6 really good years, I'll say Yao Ming 6. 6 really good years he had, he was Hall of Fame worthy out of those 6. He got injured. He could have played longer, but he got injured, and that was it.
I mean, you got to have longevity again.
Again.
Like Brandon Roy was a consistent all-star those 3-4 years while he was playing before his knees just couldn't hold up for him. But we're not going to put Brandon Roy in the Hall of Fame. Right?
I agree.
Well,
I
mean, but you can't compare Brandon Roy to Yao Ming. Yao Ming was better than Brandon Roy.
Brandon Roy was 20 points a game, killing it. He was absolutely a stud.
When I think of Hall of Famer, I don't think of what you did in like a 2, 3, 4, 5 year span. Unless you're Sandy Koufax, who was the nastiest for 5 to 6 years, that's the only time somebody in a short range can be considered a Hall of Famer. Just Yao didn't. If he would have produced for 12 years, I would say, okay, maybe he's a Hall of Famer.
Brandon Roy, all right, he played a total of six years. 22.6 was his highest points a game. 21.5. He only scored more than 20 points twice in his career. Okay, I ain't calling him a dominant player. Yao Ming had 6 20-point years,
averaging 20 points a game. He played 40 games, 30 games.
Okay, the first 2 years he played the full season. Then the third year, 80 games. And that just kept dipping it down until his last year.
You talking about Yao?
Yeah.
No, I know. Yao had 80, 57, 48, 55, 77, 5. So he had, you know. No, he's in. Yao is already in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
we're talking about they're saying
why he should be.
They're saying he should be in the ambassador ring. I'm saying he should be in the Hall of Fame just off of his career. And don't to forget that, what he did, and you guys already touched on it, but I thought he had good enough stats to get in. And what he did off the court, China and everywhere else, where he brought in that fan base.
I did love the commercial, though, Yao. Yo,
him and Yogi. Yow. Him and Yogi. Yo, Yogi.
Now, they're not upset about it. They just think he should be in the ambassador side of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
as a player,
as a Hall of Fame player, I think you should be the best of the best for, you know, a higher longevity. You know, it should be, you know, 10 plus years at least, not 4. He only had 4 healthy seasons. Yeah,
no, he has 6. I'm sitting here looking at it. Now he missed parts of the season. Like
exactly.
He played 77 games.
When I consider healthy, I consider maybe 70-plus.
But
when you play 82, 70-plus should be.
But in that time frame, that's when the athletes started playing only 60 games a season or 70. They didn't play 82 games all the years like that. I mean, during that time frame.
Was definitely a solid player. He had his little shine. About his third season, he's really started coming to his own. His rookie year, man, I mean, Stephon Marbury crossed him up, made him fall down. Shaq was dunking on him left and right. he just wasn't ready for the NBA. By his year three, he looked like he could be a player.
Right.
But unfortunately, his legs just did not hold up for him.
Well, all I'm saying is longevity. If he didn't get hurt, all right, this man would put up a lot more stats than he did.
Exactly.
And you look at his career, what he did do, he had good stats for those years.
But it's one of those coulda, woulda, shoulda. He didn't.
But no, during the years he did play, he put up the stats that any other all-star. You said Brandon Warren. He's got better stats than Brandon Warren in his prime. I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm getting at is if you're going to be considered a Hall of Famer and you're – okay, if you had an injury-played career and you only had those 3, 4, 5 years that you were really healthy, you should be above and beyond. You should be the best player in the NBA.
But if you go to
– not just the best
the basketball Hall of Fame, okay, you compare some of the guys that get in. They don't have stats,
y'all
mean, whatsoever.
Yeah, I agree, okay. And that's the problem with all Hall of Fames. It's just not the NBA.
Well,
a lot of Hall of Fames do this. They just go by name recognition.
I agree on that.
Stephon Marbury had a long career in the NBA. He had some years where he was putting up big numbers. Do we consider Stephon Marbury a Hall of Famer?
No. Dude, now it doesn't matter. You play in the NBA, you're getting a Hall of Fame. It's pretty much what it means.
Jalen Rose ain't in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he will be.
Jalen Rose had a very long career.
Chris Webber.
Chris Webber is a Hall of Famer to me. He had a longevity. He was a dominant scorer until, I mean, of course, his body started breaking down on him.
All right, we'll go into enemy of the week.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me. and I'm looking right into the camera, and I'm going to say it again. You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
All right, who do you guys have for your enemy of the week?
For me, it's the Hawks, the Heat, and the Celtics. I need you guys to lose so my Hornets can get up to this third seed. So we can avoid the Cavs, at least if we can somehow make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. So come on now. Can y'all lose some games? Please.
They're only a game behind. Well, you can't lose games. We lost. We had the third seed.
We had to go play at Cleveland on Sunday. We weren't going to win that game.
You could win that game. Really?
We weren't going
to
win
I know
that
two
game.
Teams that went to Cleveland and won. I know a Memphis Grizzlies team that went up there and missing about eight players that beat the Hornets.
We didn't have Nick Batum.
Then, hold on. Then you had a Brooklyn Nets team. Woo! That's tearing it up right there. Brooklyn Nets went to Cleveland and beat the Cavs with LeBron playing.
Yeah,
and that was in Brooklyn, I think.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's still the Nets. You can't lose it. I don't hear no excuse.
We beat Cleveland and Charlotte, but going to Cleveland and winning is tough, man.
Now, it's not that tough.
It is tough.
Wait a minute. I can see there's seven home losses in Cleveland.
Seven?
Seven home losses in Cleveland.
That's not a whole lot of home losses.
But considering some of the best teams that you only lose like once or twice in a whole year. It's still
the Golden State Warriors lost to the Timberwolves at home the other night.
Anything's possible.
But unfortunately for Charlotte, how many times have they beaten LeBron James in the last 6 years?
Once. This is a different – how many years they've been 14 games over 500? Or no, 12 games over 500 right now. How many seasons they've been 12 games?
Since the early 2000s?
Never.
Not many.
Never.
They've never. I don't think.
Not since the 92, 93 Hornets.
Say when they were the – the original Hornets.
The Coliseum Hornets.
Right. So we can't give them excuses for not beating Cleveland in Cleveland. Because Cleveland's a hot mess.
We need Celtics, Heat, and Hawks to lose for a few times. Come on now. Y'all can lose for us.
Well, we still got a game, and we'll talk about the Hornets schedule and all that. I definitely want to talk about that. But first and foremost, I want to get your thoughts real fast. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the political thing because that's not our show. But what do you think? The NBA is talking about not having the All-Star game in Charlotte because of this bathroom ordinance. They're talking about moving it to Atlanta.
It's crap. You've already awarded us the All-Star game. You can't just renege on promises and stuff already made. Come on, MJ. Throw your weight around.
I say go for it, you know.
What, move it?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't feel comfortable and you want to be open to all people as a sport, move it. Move it to a state that doesn't have it. I mean, it is what it is. North Carolina signed the bill. If, you know, we've seen NBAs wanting to move. PayPal left. They're not going to build a place here. It is what it is. If you're going to put that kind of bill into place, you know, you're going to face repercussions of a monetary type.
Here's what bothers me. If you actually read the bill, it's not keeping people out of the bathroom. It's not. ESPN, I'm kind of upset about. When they said that North Carolina denied this bill, it said for gay and lesbians. It never said anything about gay and lesbians in this bill. It says for transgender
they fall under that category.
But it's totally different. A gay and lesbian is totally different than transgender. Okay?
But they are represented in the
right. I understand they're represented, but yeah. It's not the same thing as so it's projected that North Carolina's against gays and lesbians. That's not the case.
Which they kind of are. You know, not really. They fought forever to not have gays and lesbians.
Yeah, get married.
Well, but no. What they fought for in North Carolina is not to allow them to get married in a church. They can get married at a courthouse or anywhere else. But what North Carolina did, they were fighting for them not to be allowed to get married inside a church. The church had the right to say no to have somebody get married. They should.
So far behind.
How? That, no, that's terrible. True, though. No, you should be able, if it's religious freedom, if you want to say no to somebody, you should be able to say no if you don't believe in that. You have that right to say no. I mean, I'm just saying. Shouldn't you have a right to say no if you don't believe in your religion? In your religion?
Well, yeah, that's why the NBA has the right to say no.
Right.
Because it affects them. It affects their fan base.
Do you say no to their money when you send a collection of plate in front of the gays and lesbians?
But it's not gays and lesbians. It's transgender.
It's transgender. Which
is, I mean.
Do you know what a percentage in Charlotte is of transgender? 0.00001%.
I mean,
that's the population in Charlotte.
If you are a cross dresser and you haven't had the surgery, but you identify yourself as a woman, but you haven't had the surgery, you probably need to use the men's bathroom. But I mean, if you identify yourself as a woman, you want to have all the rights that all the other women have. So.
No,
you're not going in the bathroom.
I don't care if you look like a guy and you're pee standing up. You're going to be a guy to me. It's the same thing as a woman. And I've seen some people in my days that, I mean, it's hard to guess what they are.
Right, it is. And the perfect solution, why don't we just have a bathroom for that? Then we have a man and a woman's, and then we'll have a family bathroom. Every place should have a family bathroom where they should be able to go into that family bathroom. And then everything's taken care of.
That's the thing. They don't want to do it. They don't want to have the extra restroom. I don't know.
I mean, I would. I mean, to me, I'm not going to send my nephew or niece inside a bathroom if I know there's some guy in the bathroom. Why he's supposed to be in the guys. I'm not. Because that's, you know, and I ain't being bigoted or anything like that. It's just my beliefs. Anyway, I think it's right of North Carolina. The businesses shouldn't force what the state believes to move something.
But I'm going to have a permanent enemy if we lose the All-Star game.
But I'm going to say, but again, it's also those companies' rights. If they don't want to do it, they don't have to. They can renege on it.
Right, but they actually need to read the bill. My problem is people are actually not reading the bill.
But it's also publicity, too. If it's bad publicity, the NBA doesn't want to be involved
in it. Right, I understand.
And other
that.
Companies don't want to be involved in it. If they're trying to be more progressive, they're going to stay away from it.
Exactly.
But the state the people actually need to read the bill and not just say what's on Facebook and say that's the truth. You actually need to read what's in the bill and make your own decision. Don't just say what you see on Facebook. Just saying. But hopefully we don't move the Charlotte team, so the All-Star game. Scottie Pippen is his enemy. Okay.
I was going to say, I didn't even get the chance to say my enemy.
Oh, go ahead.
Adam Scheffner for dragging on Greg Hardy situation.
Actually, I'm going to say he's spinning for that. Why are you even putting him on there?
See, Greg Hardy reached out and said he wanted to have a sit-down interview. Because, you know, he hasn't been signed. No team has wanted him. He wanted to.
As no team should sign him.
Right.
He was hoping to. Maybe shine a little light his way. Again, show he's changed.
What team would want that negative publicity?
I mean, look.
The Cowboys The Cowboys didn't even want
We got away from that problem. We ain't taking that problem.
The Raiders.
Yeah, that would probably be about the team to do it. But
yeah, they got Alden Smith. Puma Alden Smith.
They've signed Alden Smith to a two-year extension.
Yeah. I'm going to say Coach K. Hey, you're my enemy this week. Let me tell
you. Last week is Grayson Allen. Now it's Coach K.
Let me tell you, crying hypocrite of a coach. First of all, you lose a game and you complain. You complain that the other guy's showboating. Really? You got the biggest showboats in the world on your team. You got the dirtiest players in the world on your team. And you worry about Dylan Brooks after he throws up a three at the end of the game. Really?
I didn't like that from Coach K.
I didn't like that from Coach K. You got to leave that stuff alone, man. I mean, the boy heaved a shot because his coach was yelling at him to shoot the ball.
Right. It was towards the end of the shot clock was running out.
He did kind of look at your bench and kind of said something to Grayson Allen on passing. But that's the game. That's basketball. They always out there talking to each other.
But the same thing. I would be talking junk, too, because he probably got tripped like four times in that game.
Oh man, there you go.
Grayson Allen. What? I'm Grayson Allen. I mean, who's coming back? You're my enemy again, Grayson Allen, for being coming back to Duke again.
For playing for Duke.
Yeah, just playing for Duke.
In general.
Stop hating on the school, man.
I'm just saying.
Dude, we don't hate on the school. We just hate on the program and the coach. That's all.
Yeah. Real fast, Cavs lose to the Nets a couple weeks ago. We didn't get to talk about it. What is going on in the land?
Because LeBron isn't full-time head coach and player yet. Until he gets that, I don't think they're going to be.
That's another thing I want to talk about. What is up with Coach LeBron on the sideline? Why Tyronn Lue is coaching the game? He's sitting there. Sit your butt down.
You know what? This goes maybe just my old school mentality. I don't care how much money you make. I'm the head coach. I get paid to make the decisions. If you did that, I would literally say, sit your ass down. You're not playing. Or you're not going to play for a long time.
LeBron because needed to be involved in the game. That was his
doesn't
way of
matter.
Contributing.
It doesn't matter. You're on the bench. You're not contributing.
Because LeBron has to be involved in everything.
If you want to coach, then become a coach.
I mean, and LeBron needs to be talked about. That's why he does these PR moves. That's why he does these things on Twitter, Instagram. So
that's
why he's going to stay relevant.
That's why he's going to take his talent somewhere else next year. He's not going
to. I'm taking my talents back to South Beach.
No, he's going.
Wait, who's got the best team right now, or who's got the best chance? I'm going to take my talents to New York to become a Nick, and I'm going to be like son of a no.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I want to play with Kristaps Porzingis and Carmelo Anthony.
Unicorn.
That might happen.
No, it better not.
I think the best bet would be LA. Lakers.
I don't think he.
Then Kobe can come out of retirement.
Cleveland Kobe ain't coming back though.
To destroy his brand, man. All this crying about going home and stuff. He could leave.
I
wouldn't blame him.
Again, can
for
I still
leaving.
Use him as an example? Of what's wrong with the NBA?
Yeah, you can.
He is the exact opposite of what should be expected of an NBA player. I mean, just crying. Complaining, and even when he's on the bench and he's not contributing in the game, he's still got to contribute somehow.
Crying and everything.
Just a little baby.
Yep. The Warriors lose to the Celtics last week. Then they lose to the Timberwolves at home in overtime, 124-17. Muhammad scores. Yes. Is it Shabazz Muhammad?
It is Shabazz
Muhammad. Scores 35 points.
Career high.
Wiggins scored 32.
Wiggins is going to be a stud and next season.
I hope that's what we thought this year. Most disappointed. What you talk about? Most disappointed teams: Houston, Minnesota.
I knew Minnesota was going to be crap. They have no shooting.
Well, no, we thought maybe they contend for the playoffs. They're not contending.
I told y'all they weren't going to win more than 25 games. They in the West too.
So, what do you think the Wolves beating the Warriors? What's going on, Golden State?
I just think they're kind of gearing back, getting ready for the playoffs. We've heard Kerr say it throughout the whole season. They don't care about the record. They just care about getting to the finals.
But didn't you hear their players saying, oh, we're thinking about the record. We're after it, man. And then, oh, we're kind of bored now. You're kind of bored, five games left, and you're right there at the record. Make up your damn mind. Do you want the record or do you not want the record?
I just think they're gearing down. They're not going full throttle.
They had a lap.
I think they think they can coast in and still beat these teams and play half-assed and still beat these teams. And these teams are saying, no way. I mean, we're playing 82 full games.
I know this is Friday's show, but the Warriors-Spurs from Thursday night still hasn't happened yet. And then they play Sunday as well. And I think the Spurs will try to win both games because they still have a shot at the number one overall seed in the Western Conference.
They're not there, and supposedly now they're not resting Parker or any of the other players for these two games.
If they beat Golden State these next two games, they end up tied with the best record. Then it goes to tiebreaker,
which they will have if they win all the games. So they are 69-9 right now. They would have to go 4-0 in these last four games. Will they lose? Do they break the record? Two of the games are against the Spurs. Do they break it?
No. I don't think they're going to.
They're going to lose at San Antonio. No question they're going to lose at San Antonio. And they they might mess around and lose at Memphis because they got a tough game Thursday at home against Lance the Spurs. Stevenson. Then they have to fly to Memphis for a Saturday game and then have to turn right around and go to San Antonio for a Sunday game. That's a tough back-to-back right there, man. Lance. And I know Memphis is dealing with some issues, but going into the grindhouse is never an easy chore.
Real fast, Memphis had to sign some – they had to get a what's called a exempt rule to sign somebody else to their roster because they've had so many injuries.
They are decimated.
I mean, I'm just saying. And you got Lance Stevenson. Just saying, point that out.
But what about the eighth seed in the Western Conference? Is it going to be Dallas? Is it Houston?
Well, I ain't got there yet.
Oh, my bad.
Jeez, getting ahead.
Way
to be an overachiever.
Yeah, Scott had answered the question.
I can't remember what the question was.
He did. He said,
yeah,
you
wait,
know,
oh, wait.
Were said, they what, win? Were they break the record? Were they break the record?
He said no. No, I said no. No.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're just getting ready for the playoffs, and they're kind of just – they don't care right now.
At best, they tie
7-2. I think they tie. I agree. I know you said they were going to tie, and you're right. I think they do tie. I don't even know if they tie.
I thought they were going to break the record. No problem. No question. But damn. Bad home losses to the Seas and the Timberwolves? What?
Well, I mean, the Celtics are still a relatively tough team to play.
They are. They are. But they were. They
but
were,
the Timberwolves is another story. That's unacceptable.
But the Seas were. Loss. They had lost like four straight games coming into Golden State.
Now, talking about who will get the eighth seed in the playoffs. Right now, you got Utah is 39-39. Dallas, your Mavs are 40-38. Houston Rockets. Are 38-40. They just lost a game yesterday, 88-86, to the Mavs. You know, who gets eight seed?
I've been watching Utah since the All-Star break. I think they get the eighth seed, which sucks because they got to play Golden State or San Antonio. And it sucks for Dallas, too, because they got either or. They got to play San Antonio or Golden State as well. we'll say Houston is out.
Yeah, I don't think Houston makes it.
That's a damn shame. From the Western Conference Finals to not even making the playoffs.
They deserve not making the playoffs. So. I picked them to win the West this year. I thought they was going to be dominant. Who you got?
I'm actually still looking at the team, so who's right. still on the bubble?
Well, right now it's only Utah, Houston. Denver's too far out. They're six games out, and there's four to play. So Denver's not going to catch up. So it's either Houston or Utah for the eighth seed. Right now.
I'll say Houston's not going to make it.
All right.
I don't believe in Dwight Howard and James Harden.
Yeah, that's been a travesty of a relationship.
It has been horrible. I think the Mavs could give – the Mavs would rather play Golden State in the first round. I mean, because I think you could – who knows with Golden State? You might actually be able to sneak at least two, maybe three games from Golden State.
You really?
Maybe
as beat up as the Mavs are.
Well, I'll say, is Parsons coming back?
No,
he's done. He's done. But Matthews will have to be huge. Everybody else has to
Wright
step up.
Just got shut down for the season.
Oh, did he get shut down too? You could. I mean, if you slow the game down, and that's the only way you could beat Golden State is playing a half court defensive type of game. I mean, San Antonio does it against them. But that's the only way you're going to beat Golden State, I think, in the playoffs.
But the thing is, San Antonio still has skill players.
Really
skilled,
really good players.
The majority of the teams
in
the West don't have that kind of player or that kind of talent besides maybe Oklahoma City.
Exactly.
And I think – I do believe the Jazz have some – they have some athletes that can put
they
some points.
They have size, too.
They got size. I think they could give San Antonio fits. I'm not saying they're beating them. I think they could get in the fits as
they,
an 8 seed.
They end up playing Golden State. If Golden State has a couple bad shooting nights, who knows what Utah could do?
Yeah.
Because they're tough to beat in Salt Lake City.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the last week of the season. The Hornets this week, they play Friday at home to the Nets. Please don't lose that game. Sunday at the Wizards. Monday at the Celtics. Huge game Monday night in Boston. And then Wednesday next week is the last game of the season at home against the Magic.
All of
how
them are winnable
they
games. We need to go 4-0. No question.
Yeah. Do they go 4-0?
Yeah, they go 4-0. They have to go 4-0.
I say they probably go 2-2 because what? Who they play? Boston.
Well, they got the Nets at home. They play Sunday at Washington, Monday at Boston, and Wednesday at home against Orlando.
See, I think Boston is going to give them fits. I don't think they're winning that. And maybe Washington messes up and beats them. So I could see them going 2-2. They two should two. Beat the Nets. No problem.
So
can you name anybody playing for the Nets right now?
Brooke Lopez may still be there.
Oh, yeah. Brooke Lopez.
Nope.
He's not playing.
They shut him down for the rest of the season. They shut Thaddeus Young down for the rest of the season.
So what you're saying is I need to put an application to play for the Brooklyn Nets?
Exactly.
Alan Anderson?
Nope.
Damn.
Jason Kidd?
He's still playing?
Shane Larkin is playing.
Larkin, there you go. All right, there's one. tell you what you missed. We talked about the eight seed in the West. We said Houston would be out of the playoffs. We said we agreed that Utah would be the 8th seed. We said Dallas would be the 7th seed. I said Dallas could give San Antonio Golden State fits, and I think Utah could give Golden State fits, and yeah, Dallas could give.
Because Golden State played earlier in the week in Salt Lake City, and it took overtime and a crazy shot from Steph Curry to get out of Salt Lake City with a W.
Yeah, because that should have been another L they should have had. But yeah, we talked about your Mavs a little bit. By the way, great arena. I love Airline Arena. It's awesome. And, you know, Texas would great. So, anyway, do you think the Hornets will make a deep playoff run?
If they match up with the Hawks in the first round, they will not beat the Hawks in the first round. Atlanta is playing lights out right now, and Atlanta has our number. We can't deal with Horford and Millsap down low, and Jeff Teague gives Kemba fits, absolute fits. So we need to avoid Atlanta.
Yeah, if they go 4-0 and they can manage to play like a lower seed, they might be able to make it out of the first round. But if they're playing, like you said, Atlanta, there's no way.
Yeah, right now I'm hoping we get to the third seed, then Miami's the 6th seed, or Boston's the 6th seed, because I think we can beat those two teams.
Definitely.
Then we can make
– I don't know. I mean, Boston's a relatively tough team.
I'm just saying I'd rather play those two teams than Atlanta. And then you can make once you get the first round, who knows what happens. Because if you play Toronto, and the key is if you play the 3 seed, you would get Toronto in the second round if they win against Indiana, which isn't a given because Paul George, anything could happen.
And Toronto hasn't been out of the first round ever,
right?
I feel like.
So, I mean, there's a real shot. If you get the 3rd seed, you could get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
You can get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, you play Cleveland.
And maybe Kyrie hurts a knee again. Kevin Love gets a shoulder pulled out of his socket again.
Or maybe he got bit by like an ant and can't play something. Can't play,
exactly.
Bed bugs. Oh, I'll find a song again. We'll play that song. But, yeah, I do think they can make a run. Other NBA games, Friday, Pacers at Raptors, Grizzlies at Mavs. There you go. You got another game coming up in Dallas. Clippers at Jazz. That's going to be a good game. Saturday, you got Celtics at Hawks, Warriors at Grizzlies, and Cavs at Bulls. Sunday, you got the Mavs at Clippers, Warriors at Spurs again, which will be a great game. Monday, you got the Hawks and Cavs, Mavs at Jazz. Tuesday, you got Heat at Pistons, Thunder at Spurs, Grizzlies at Clippers. Wednesday, you got the Heat at the Celtics, last day of the season. Celtics at Pistons at Cavs, Spurs at Mavs, Grizzlies at Warriors, Jazz at Lakers, Kobe's last game.
Man, the Mavs got a last tough couple games at Utah.
Yep.
And then if San Antonio beats Golden State in these two games – and they're playing for the number one seed, they're going to be playing Dallas with all they have. And we remember what happened to San Antonio on the last day of the year last year when they lost and went from 2-6 and had to play the Clippers in the first round and end up losing in the first round. And they don't want a repeat of that.
No.
Man, Dallas. Ooh.
It's a tough stretch. That's the reason yesterday's game was so tough.
They better beat Memphis.
Yeah, I was about to say Memphis is their probably only easy game.
They better beat Memphis.
All right, let's go into Dummies of the Week.
Who's there? It's the Breakdown Dummy of the Week.
It's not as loud as the other one, don't worry.
Yeah, thank my eardrums, thank you.
You got any dummies?
Greg Hardy.
Greg Hardy.
Just keep emphasizing Greg Hardy. Man, just keep your mouth shut. There's no way you can put any kind of deodorant on the stench of what you did to Miss Nicole Holder. Just keep your mouth shut. Lay low. A team will call you. Trust me. You're still young. You still have talent. But if you keep flapping your gums and saying dumb crap, they're not going to pick you up. Damn.
Yeah, the best way to do is just like become a recluse, live in the mountains somewhere, no right? phone, no internet, and maybe a team sends a representative to sign you.
Go herd some sheep. You know, do something. Just shut up. Stay off TV.
I agree. My dummy would probably be the 76ers for finally getting to that elusive 10th win of the season.
That's why I left them off this week, because I said it all year. Once they get to 10 wins, I will take them off the dummy list.
But still, how do you have professional players and you can only get 10 wins? It doesn't fathom. I can't fathom that.
That F League team.
I'm going to get, you know, you won't be on this list twice this week because you won't be on Money Players of the Week, Sunshine Players of the Week. So you got Cleveland going all the way. He's got the Cavs. I'm going to go the GM actually just stepped down.
Bon Voyage.
Yeah, Bon Voyage. He's going to be on it three times. First of all, you're a dummy of the week because, you know, you only got 10 wins. You get Cash Money Player of the Week because you got to leave Philadelphia, and then Bon Voyage. I've got a couple. Cavs lose to the Nets at home. They're the best-looking team to you, and they lost to the Nets at home. Tell me the starting five for the Nets. Shane Larkin, that's all we got right now. Oh, you're welcome.
I couldn't even tell you.
After Shane Larkin, that's it.
They got Hollis Jefferson. They got Bogdanovich. They got a couple players.
Yeah, all right. And that you see at the YMCA. Jerry Jones, he's on my list. He said on succession plan, he never wants to quit. Dude, just please, some point, please quit.
What, Jerry Jones?
Yeah, he doesn't want to quit.
You need to find a better Wi-Fi router or something for your stadium.
That's the truth. LA Rams billboard throws shade at St. Louis for leaving. I don't know if you guys saw the billboard. I'm going to have to find it here.
It's okay, because St. Louis at some point will get another team and it'll be all good.
Yeah, they'll get another one. The next one I've got is John Jones cited for drag racing in New Mexico. Really? Bobby, your boy again.
That ain't what? My boy. I don't care.
Cited for drag racing.
I know he's an idiot. But, I mean, his Twitter beef with Cormier was funny.
The next one is last week, the Hawks forgot Jeff Tigg at Arena in Detroit after game versus the Pistons. They left the starting point guard at the arena.
It was like, yo, Jeff, what was going on in that last play? Jeff? Jeff? Oh, crap.
Man, we did it again.
In Detroit. Really? That's the one city you want to leave him in?
Luckily, he was still alive.
Detroit basketball.
Coach K for telling Oregon's Dylan Brooks to stop showing off. Really, dude? Have you seen Grayson Allen? Just saying.
Grayson Allen doesn't show off.
Really. He just trips people.
Kind of trips people.
kind of. Oh, my
those
goodness.
Are inconclusive video footage of him
okay,
deliberately tripping somebody. One, he was laying on the ground, and he kind of stretched his leg out because he was trying to get up.
That's worse than defending Duncan Keith for the shot he took.
Yep. Abby Wambach arrested for DUI. Hey, you want to
She pled not guilty.
If you want to get paid like the man and you want to get the attention, you need to get the bad part of it too, which you need to be suspended for a DUI.
She pled not guilty. We got to wait for the charge.
It's soccer. That's the most corrupt sport in professional sports. She'll probably get a pay raise.
Mike Trout and Angel players fool pitcher Garrett Richards with a prank. April Fool's joke. It's a proposal joke. Somebody, what's up with these proposal jokes on April Fool's Day? You know all about
it. You got me. Yeah, the Checkers had a good one. Well, the thing that threw me off, there was actually a legit one. And then this one, I mean, it was, that girl played pissed off to a T.
Early in the night, a woman had approached the Angels players' table, which included the likes of Mike Trout and Jarrett Weaver, to ask for advice as to how she would should break up with her boyfriend. Later on, a man told Richards his girlfriend was a huge fan of his and would love for the pitcher to be part of his proposal. Little did Richards know, the man and the woman who had separated come over to talk to the players were a couple, and the starter had agreed to help the man propose to a woman who was planning on ending the relationship.
The thing is, when she walked up to Trout and Jared Weaver, was she like, hi, Mike Trout, and who are you?
Probably.
Sorry. Sorry, Jared Weaver. I mean, you can't throw a fastball past 80 miles an hour, so you get to be made fun of.
Not anymore, that's for sure. In case you didn't see, the Wizards pulled a prank on Markieff Morris by posting a Suns jersey in his locker on April 1st.
Yeah.
That so was, he got traded back to Phoenix. That is one of the greatest April Fool's jokes I've ever seen.
And that's why the Wizards have fell out of the playoffs, too. They weren't concerned about playing April Fool's jokes on teammates.
It's the Grand Slam dunk going wrong. If you didn't see the mascot, I'm trying to see the. It's actually on our Facebook page. He missed a dunk and it went badly. I have to pull it up here. If you haven't seen it, go to our Facebook page and see it. Oh, here it goes right here. He missed the whole thing. I'll let you guys see it real fast.
Because the mascots shouldn't be out there trying to dunk on trampolines like right? They stars. Get out of here with that stuff. Let's have more half-court shots for fans to win stuff.
My next one is going to be Greg Hardy, just because you're Greg Hardy. You definitely get a dummy again this week.
At 39 in round one. Over the pancake.
Oh, well, yeah. This is not working.
He cleared the pancake.
Get rid of the pancake and go for some bacon.
I agree. Bacon's a little taller sitting over here.
Very saucy.
He dunked over a pancake.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah,
oh, poor guy.
Who serves the Grand Slam breakfast?
Denny's.
Denny's.
Yeah. That's
How do you
great.
Not know who serves a Grand Slam breakfast?
Obviously, I don't eat the Grand Slam breakfast.
Obviously, you don't go to Denny's, like America's greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Has it really passed the Waffle House?
Yeah, it's a lot better than Waffle House. Their waitresses are a lot less trashier than Waffle House.
Hey, right. I need a little trash for my pork chops.
They are so high class that they sleep at Tiger Woods.
That's good. Jack Nicklaus even has trouble with master security this week. He was going, talking with Sheriff, who quickly waved in the Golden Bear, chatted about the likely menu for the evening. He needed to realize who it was when he pulled up to the car. I need to scan it, the security guard said in video. Mine, yes, sir. Reach over, grab Nicklaus' badge. Once realized who it was, his tone of conversation really changed.
Oh, my bad, Mr. Nicklaus. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, sir. Please don't tell my boss this. Sorry, I'm fired.
As a matter of fact, he said, oh, how are you doing?
I was doing fine until you pulled me over here and asked to scan my badge.
How do you not know who the Golden Bear is? You know,
I mean, he hasn't aged well, dude. I mean, look.
He still looks the same.
Yeah.
He looks the same he did 20 years ago.
But, yeah,
Maybe he's not a golf fan.
Well, I mean, he's not Jeremy Lin. I mean, everybody forgets who Jeremy Lin is.
Because he changes his hairstyle every week. He's got a mohawk, then he's got an afro, then, I mean,
he's got a ponytail, shaved head. Then he's got a bowl cut. And, I mean, what the hell is going on here?
And honestly, I mean, who's going to believe, you know, an Asian guy is, you know,
playing an NBA player you got
that's
me?
Not 7 foot tall?
You're not
Yao Ming. Get out of here. I'm sorry for all our Asian fans out there.
It is kind of true.
Oh, you talked to Dwight Powell last night. Cool. Yeah, he seemed like a cool guy. Dwight Powell of the Mavs. Know who he is?
Bench player.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, everybody on Periscope. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Big Shot. We got another show coming up after this one. Stick around for everybody on Periscope. Everybody else, we'll see you tomorrow.
Side peace.
Have a good day.
Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need me.